the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed writes that he brings an obvious to Reb Nosson that says a person can give his friend all the matonas in the world, but if he gives it to him with an angry face, says kilu we gave him nothing. That's what he brings the Chofetz Chaim, Avos Chesed, B'shem, the obvious to Reb Nosson. As the Chofetz Chaim, the same thing as Faket. A person can give someone something with a nice expression, even if he doesn't manage to give him anything, but he gives it to him, he does it in a nice way, nice oifen, it's ki'ili he gave him a toner as well. The Chofetz Chaim says the same is true when it comes to lending person money. When the chiv, and we'll explain Be'ez Hashem today, the chiv of Havos Mammon, the chiv of lending a person money, and Be'ez Hashem, all the halachas that are negated to that, the Chofetz Chaim writes that a person can lend someone money and be mekayem the mitzvah. Oh, but if he gives it to him and digs into his pocket, he shows him that it's not so gishmak and I haven't got the time right now, I can't be bothered, but I'll do it anyway. The Chofetz Chaim says chaval, because it could be that you lose out in the mitzvah. Masha'en came, when a person does it with a simcha, even if he hasn't got money to lend, but he does it in an open anything that the person who wants to borrow the money feels that, oh, he'd love to do so, so the Maitre gets a tremendous, tremendous chav for that as well. As I state in Chofetz Chaim, now all the Chofetz Chaim says, the secret to differentiate and rechalik between one and the other is for a person to realize whose money is he dealing with. The Chofetz Chaim says, and we'll explain Be'ez Hashem from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh where this comes from. The Chofetz Chaim writes, "Kama pa'om me'avos chesed." Our person has to realize that the money that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him was not for his personal usage. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave a person money to be used for other people. Ad kidei kach, that he brings a moshel. Then if you have a person working in a bank, right? Who would think the person working in the bank over there, taking in all the person's money and putting it into the bank and giving out money, the whole day they're Isaac and giving out money and taking in money. Do you think for one moment, the person who's taking that money thinks at the end of the day, oh, if this is all this money, what did I get for myself? I didn't get anything. They know it doesn't belong to them. The money that they're taking in is not theirs. The money they're giving out is not theirs. It all belongs to the bank. The Chofetz Chaim says the same thing a person has to realize when it comes to a person's money. Whatever a person is dealing with, when it comes to stocker, we'll get Be'ez Hashem to stocker. But here in the same case, with halacha by lending money, a person has to realize that the money doesn't belong to him. The Chofetz Chaim says if you have this realization in your mind, the main, it makes everything a lot easier. And therefore the kavanah, the attitude that a person has when he wants to lend a person money, will obviously be with the greatest simcha because he realizes that it's a mitzvah that he has to do, and that's the reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him the money. Let's speak out now some of the halachas. There's a lot of halachas with lending money. People think it's a nice thing to do. Yeah, you lend them the money, you get it back. And then what's the shaila? There's a lot of halachas that are involved in Be'ez Hashem. We'll try to speak out as many as we possibly can. We'll start with the Makar. Steht in Torah in Shemois Perch of Beis, Posuch of Dalet. The Posuch, Im Keset Talves Ami, Esa Oni Imoch. Says the Mechilta, Rashi brings it down before Yishol HaTorah, that the Mechilta says, what's the Roshan Im? Te'ayim, it's Mashma, if you want. Zug the Mechilta, Rashi brings it down, and we'll see the beautiful heads of Beis Hashem from the Rechaim HaKodesh Pshat in this Mechilta, that these are three times the Torah says Im, and all of them are Rechiv. One of them is over here, the other one is Im HaMizbeach, and the other one is the Im Takav Milchas Pikur. Akoponim, when the Torah says over here Im, it's a Vada Rechiv, it's not a nice thing, a Midas Chassidus for a person to do. As I state the Mechilta, as I bring Rashi Lamaisa in the Pasuk. So Lamaisa, we have a halacha, we state in a few places the Shulchan Aruch, for example, the Chosha Mishpat, Simon Sadi Zayn, the Shulchan Aruch brings it in the Yeridei, Rishvim Tess as well, that there is a Chiv and a Mitzvah for a person to lend somebody money. Now that doesn't mean dafka oni, right? It doesn't have to mean that an oni is coming to you to borrow the money. No, even a wealthy person, he could be a tremendously, tremendously big osher, multi-millionaire. If right now he needs 5 shekel, so to actually lend him the money, it'd be a kind of mitzvah. There's no nafka mina whether he's an oni or an osher. But it could be there's an oni, there's a minor in it as well. Maybe a stocker that we'll get to. But upon him, there's no nafka mina where he's holding financially to give somebody money in an open that he needs it right now, then the Maaseh you'll be kind to mitzvah without any shaila whatsoever. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei also tells us as well, in Avanami, most halachos are negated to money, but it's negated to many things. A person also can be kind this mitzvah with svarim, with all different chafetz, whatever he has in the house, whatever he has that belongs to him. The Shulchan Aruch tells you mekayem this mitzvah of lending people money, lav dafka with money, but with any chafetz b'chol. Pekhtu Rashba Kasha. Why is there a mitzvah? Pasha of a mitzvah? Like every other mitzvah. What happened to the mitzvah? What happened to the brocha al mitzvah? Zukta Rash, and this is a story we've mentioned a few times, maybe in Hilchos Shlachmonos and other places as well. We'll discuss it Be'ez Hashem Barichas and Hilchos Doka, and that is, it could be he won't Makai, could be he won't want it. He won't take it from you, you'll lend the money, say, I'll say, but I don't want it in the end. So maybe to make a bracha, we're not going to Makai you to make a bracha. So there's other reasons as well, many different reasons as well. But Kopanim, that's the reason that most of the posts can bring down, is because we can't make a bracha on something that it could be that Shayat that he will not take in the way. The Chofetz Chaim, again, the Sefer Avos Chesed Barichas talks about the gewaldige skula for people to make a gemach, and he writes, "Bodige Munusa," that people that want to have kids, this is the gewaldige skula. And he writes, "Tried and tested." So the Chofetz Chaim, a skula of people that want to have children, they set up a gemach and they lend people money. They are guaranteed, and it's been tried and tested. The Chofetz Chaim, that a person will be matzliach in this wonderful skula. Let's go back. Let's take a moment. The Gemara in Shabbat and Gimel tells us like this: Omer of Abba, Omer of Shimon ben Lachish, Godel Hamalve, Yose min Oiset Staka. Very interesting Gemara, right? So everybody thinks that us, a normal person, no, you have a choice. You have Hilchos Staka, or lend somebody money. Everybody will tell you, what's the Shaya? Staka comes first. Staka, you're giving him free money. So the Meister, the Gemara tells us, Paket, look the Gemara. When a person lends somebody money, I feel if he's going to give it back to you, that is more of a mitzvah, you're Makayim, you get more schar by doing that than giving him staka. Zug Rashi, what's the pshat? The Chayu, I would have thought staka is more. Zug Rashi, the pshat is poshut. He's not embarrassed. Beish loim Zug Rashi by staka. There's a certain busha involved. Memela, look, you have to do it, you get the busha, okay. Over here by the Havar, there's no busha involved. Like the Meiri said, the Meiri has a very big hesbihi. The Meiri in the Gemara says that the pshat over here, but again, and only goes around collecting money. Good, there's a busha. When it comes to borrowing money, so it's a business deal. Kilo, I'll borrow from you, I'll give you back. It's a business. Oh, you will cost money, it's a business. No shame. As though you're taking Meiri Pshat in the Gemara, a gewaldige hesba, why it is that Halvor's moment is more harsher than giving stalker. He doesn't feel embarrassed, as though you're in the Meiri. Now, the Prisha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Choshev Mishpat, explains in Ein Zayin, he explains what's the pshat. Again, same question again as all the Rishonim. How can it be that the Gemara is saying that if a person goes along and lends somebody money, he gets more schar than actually giving him money for free? Faket, he says. You give someone money for free, kol tov, they're gone, I'm a chaya, he's got the money, he can go and spend on yontov. Masha'en, can you lend him the money? He's always got the lacha, the pressure, I've got to lend him, I've got to pay it back, I've got to borrow from this gemach in order to pay the next gemach. It's a pressure. How is it shy for this to work? So the Pesha explains, similarly, he's heard as well, but he says that when a person lends money, he's actually becoming two mitzvahs. Rashi ain't giving him stock, there's only one mitzvah. The two mitzvahs are, number one, you're being a sameach the oni. Stop, he needs it right now. Again, lav dafka deal with the oni. But stop, he needs the money, you're being a sameach, that's a mitzvah. Reason number two is you're stopping him from being a kabbal stocker. So then the Zukta Prisha, this is again another pshat in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a person will become a bigger mitzvah by lending someone money than by actually giving him the money, for free but stopper. And the Chofetz Chaim also says, a common mistake with these halachas is people think, it's a nice thing to do, you know, kilu chesed, no? It's not a chesed. He borrows money, he lends it back. So the Chofetz Chaim, ad kedei kach, a person in the middle of Seder, momish, it's the middle of a Rashba, and somebody says, I need 5 shekels, going to my car to buy a Coke. No, so what is that? What do you need to buy a Coke for? So the Chofetz Chaim, if there's nobody else to give him the money, you stop learning. It's a mitzvah she'iyah shalas l'aldeh ha'chevim. You have a chiyah to give him, you close the garage upon, you go back to him and give him the money. It's a chiyah, it's a mitzvah like every other chiyah, like every other mitzvah in the Torah, every other mitzvah in chiyah in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it should not be treated any differently. Let's go back to him. When is there a chiyah? Right? We'll have to get to the ikar halachas of how to lend the money, and basically how to get the money back. But before we get that, where's their achiv? So the mice of the post can say, Posh, and this is our Pishul Kolor, that a person only has achiv if he has the money available. That I know I'm not mechuyev to borrow from somebody else, but somebody wants to borrow from me. If I haven't got the money available right now, I'm not mechuyev. Zul Chavetz Chaim, hold on a minute. What about if you've got the money entrusted in somebody else? You do it. It's in the bank. No, it's in the bank up the road. I haven't got it on me. It's a bit of a tilcha to go running up the road. Zut Chofetz Chaim, you have a chiyuv gomer to do that. Bishlom, if you haven't got the money, you haven't got a chiyuv anymore. Haven't got the money, say it, a potter. Masha'enkin, if you have the money, But there's this tirzah for you to go to up to your diva, or to go down the road to the bank, whatever it may be. The Chofetz Chaim says it's a chiyuv gomel. Somebody needs 5 shekels to buy a coke. That's it. Off you go up the road to go to the bank, to go to the diva. It's a chiyuv gomel in Shulchan Aruch. Like every other chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch that we listen to, it's a double chiyuv. And therefore, a person has a chiyuv to do that, to go and be matriach himself in order to go and get the money to be mekayim. However, if, for example, the person has the money, but for example, it's tied up in business deals. Done, he's got investments, he's got, you know, property, he's got business, this, that, and the other. He's got the money theoretically. Do we say, ad gidei kach, he has a chiyuv to sell property or sell the business deal in order to lend the money? Above the this not. This ad gidei kach, we're talking about a case where it's easily obtainable, even on a day tircha, to go up to your room, to your house, whatever, and go to the bank, then you have a chiyuv. Of a stam, if it's tied up in other things, then above you have no chiyuv bechlal in such a case. To go and lend the money. Vaita, noshim avada chayiv in this halacha like every other halacha. The only thing is, when they're married, obviously they're not allowed to do it. Believe rishus of the baal. A child is potter from this mitzvah. The only shayla is the chinuch klerz of mutik asofik. If a child asks me to borrow money, do I have a chiyuv to lend him or not? This already is a sofik in the chinuch. It's not so pasuk in the halacha lemaisa. It's not clear exactly what the psak is in this situation. Whether or not the maisa he has a chiyuv to give it back to me or not. Like a problem, there is a sofik whether or not the child comes to me if I'm going to be chayiv to give to him. Now there is a seder kadima, which means, like the Hilchos Taka, we know that there's certain people that come before other people. That means if two people come to you and say, we'd like to borrow money. So if they're both the same status, you have a problem. But if one of them is an Oni, one of them is an Oshir, obviously an Oni comes first. But number two, let's say you have one of them is a Korah, it's a strict relative, and the other one is not. No, about you have to give the Korah before the Rochet, whatever it is. The regular Seder Kadima that we have in Hilchos Taka applies over here as well. The Chofetz Chaim now has chesed eklez of shayla if you mechuyiv to give to a mum. Someone's mechal Shabbos for behetzia. Stop! He's mechal Shabbos for behetzia. He comes to borrow money. Do you have to give him or not? So Chofetz Chaim be'etzim says that there's no chiyiv v'chlal, but it's mutter. You know mechuyiv, but it's mutter to do so. The Pishkei Tshuva in Yeridei Kufnun Tes brings a Tshuva's first tzvi, Pishkei Tshuva, that tainas the ma'isah, faket, you should be machme and not to give him. That's what you did in Biskei Tshuva. To give him dafka, to give a mumma, someone who's mamish machal shabbos behesya, Chofetz Chaim holds you're not mechuyev, but it's mota. The Biskei Tshuva brings a sheet to the holds that faket you should be machne and you should not give him bechalal. Okay, let's go back to it. Now, how should a person lend money? Now, this is obviously the first shy that a person gets to. Look, you've decided to give up on your 5 shekel for the Coca-Cola. What do you do now? How do you do it? What's the state that has learned of how to lend money? So the very interesting Gemara. The Gemara of Metzia Ein Heim with Beis says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol mi shi yesh loy mois, o malvo o yison shaloy ve'edim, oive mishum litni ivo li sitte mirshol, pasuk v'yika perik v'tes, what's the pshat? Zug Rashi. Rashi says, Goyrim klolo la'atzmoy. Why? Because what's going to happen is, Zug Rashi, when you're going to come afterwards and say, I'd like my money back. You say, what money? What are you talking about? What are we talking about? Memeira Zug Rashi, you're going to come to problems. Now, here we go, we have a major problem. Because we have a Gavaldiki Gemara, right? We have a situation where you think, when the Rosh Tzaddik, I just gave you some money, right? I left 5 shekel. And according to the Gemara, you've done an Issa Daraisa. I don't know if it's worse than using a baby wipe on Shabbos. You've almost done an Issa Daraisa. You've lent him money, which you think is a Gavaldiki Chesed, Mitzvah, Chiyah, Bechole. And according to the Gemara, there's no Eidim, there's no Shtar. That's it, it's all over. Mamish Issa Daraisa. What's the Pshat? So there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Boiskim, how to learn pshat in this Gemara. Again, the Gemara is saying if you lend that money, you're over with me here. But Rashi explains going klolo la'atzmo is the pshat, that by doing so he's going to deny. The Shaila is, what is Rashi talking about? So there's two mahalchim in the Boiskim, exactly how to understand pshat, and the nafkamina, how these Boiskim are learning, is going to be a nafkamina to ask how we are going to be lending money. Ladumba. Pshita Salacha Mishnah is as follows. The Lecha Mishnah says, what are we choshish? What are we choshish? You're going to come afterwards when you don't have any money, you come to him after 30 days, whatever it is, I'd like my money back. Zut the Lecha Mishnah, with choshish, he's going to say, I don't even remember borrowing any money from you. I forgot. Chasu Shobu, not choshish that he's going to do it with Afka. Stop, he forgot. As we say to the Lecha Mishnah, comes along the Marish Dam, and the Marish Dam learns a different mahalach. He learns, no, we are choshish that this person that you originally lent the money from is bedafka going to say, what are you talking about? Bedafka, to get out from giving you back the money.
Mimela, he's going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. Yoyver, anything even. So we have over here two mahalkim, how to understand. Is it the pshat that we're choshish, he's just going to forget? Oh no, he's not going to forget. He's exactly going to say, I don't remember. And Mimela, the nafkamina and dishayda will be a nafkamina how we do the maisa. If you learn, for example, like the Lecha Mishnah learns, that the chashash over here is he's going to forget, then what's enough? It's if, for example, I'm sorry, if we hold, let's go left, okay, make it easier. If we go with the marriage down, that we're saying that he's worried that he's going to dafka say, I don't know what you're talking about, dafka going to die. So Mimela, it's not going to help to come out and say, hold on a minute, I have a shtar. So what are you talking about? I paid it back to you. I don't know what you're talking about. I paid it back. You have no raya, right? So Mimela, according to the marriage down, to have simple O-I-O-U, a little shtar that you have in your pocket, it's not going to help you. Even if you have an eidim, it's not going to help you. Why not? What's it going to help you, Bukhlal? He's going to say, what are you talking about? I paid it back without the eidim, right? The Shulchan Aruch tells him, Mufurish and Simonai, and Chosh and Mishpat, you're not mechoyed to pay back in front of eidim. So Mimela, Pizek, according to the marriage down, how he learns chat, the only way to do it is to have a shtar, side with two eidim and a date, and everyone, that's the only way to do it. Masha'enkin, if you learn like the Lecha Mishnah, that we're only worried, not that it's that you're going to say, I forgot. Stone! Happens to people, you know, borrow 5 shekel, comes 2 weeks later. I have no idea, I don't remember if I borrow 5 shekel. Oh, if that's the case, if you pull out a star, or you go to the agent down the street that you lent in the front door, oh, the same as Adami. You have the agent, you have the star, I go on it, I'll pay it back the loan. Lemaisa. Right? This is the Nafkamina, La Locha, the big Paschal, like the Lecha Mishnah. Which means, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is Taka the Menigo Oilam, is that Taka people are Makfid, should be Makfid. To lend without Eidim is a Shaila of Nifnei Eva. So what do? You get one Eid, as I state the Chofetz Chaim and Alas Chesed, you get one person's time, you're giving it to Chavusa, you call over somebody else, you say, look, I'm lending you 5 shekel, have a look, and that's good enough. Or you write a little shtar with something over there, that's going to be good enough. Again, if you pass it like the marriage dam, it wouldn't work. But since we go with the Shita of the Lecha Mishnah, we can be so much that any type of remembrance that we can give him will be good enough, and Mameya, that's okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch Haran in Chosh Mishpat, which is better, Eidim or shtar? Zuk the Shulchan Aruch Haran is poshut that a shtar is better than Eidim. What's the pshat? But even though it's not the Gemara said Eidim, but Zuk the Shulchan Aruch poshut for 2 reasons. Reason number one is, since we know the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you borrow someone's money, you have to do it Eidim to give it back. I don't have to. Subscribe. So what's Eidim going to help you, Bachal? They never saw it being paid back. Number two, maybe they're in Medina Sayyam. Maybe they're not around. They're standing with the chutzlar. Zuk the Shulchan Aruch Harab, Shtar is different better. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Slicha. When was the last time you saw somebody lending someone 5 shekel, pull that a shtar, sign it, aid him and cancel? What do you need it for? 5 shekel is going to a club to buy him a McCollet. Where do you even find such a thing? So the Aruch HaShulchan, LMI. And he goes by Rishus to explain why it's taken the Minigo Olam to be Makel, and he wants to kind of the Minigo Olam is Makel. Why? People trust each other. Very interesting. Because the Maisa, if you look at the Gedolei Achronim, they tell you, Faket, even if you lend into a Talmud Chacham, a Gadol, a Tzadik, whatever, you shouldn't be Samech on anybody. It's Mefush Gemara, the person shouldn't want to be over. And if any of it, Avdor HaShulchan wants to tie them, wants to be Yashik, Minigo Olam. He's not saying the Chatzchela. It's a big mistake. People learn Avdor HaShulchan, it's not saying the Chatzchela. He's Miyashik, Minigo Olam. People are take 5 shekel and they borrow the money without aiding, without a shtar, above the chatzchela they should, but to miyashiv minigah oilam is probably the pshat of the shulchan because people trust each other, and that's the reason why they're not makbid on this halacha. But again, the chatzchela, if a person wants to be yoked to this halacha, like every other halacha will be yoked to the chatzchela, about you should do it with the shtar, about you should do it with aiding, at least one or the other. Now, there's another problem. Look, you lend someone the money. How do you get it back? How do you get your money back? So this is a big problem, because we know there's a Mufurish Pasuk in the Torah that tells us we're not allowed. What's the pshat? There's a bayah. The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Loisiya loikin noisya, which means a person shouldn't be like a money lender in front of him. What does that mean? That means, posh pshat, you can't go over to him and say, can I have my money back? You have to be careful. Now, what does that mean? I want my money back. Well, I have to wait till he comes to me? So the shat is like this. We have to understand what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzvah in Hay like this. Says the Gemara, Minayin lenoise bechavein roimana veyedeya she'ein loy she'osa lav olavano tabad loy meloise eloy kenoise. Zog the Gemara pshat in pasuk. How do you know the person that you lend money to and he doesn't have it, that you're not even allowed to pass in front of him? That means you can't even walk past him and go, hoping that he'll say, ah, yeah, that 5 shekel, of course. So the Gemara, Talmud Loimer, our pasuk, in Cain, through Shulchan Aruch, right, based on a pasuk, that says you're not to pass in front of him. Now, you have to know, if the loan is due, for example, the Gemara in the beginning of the third parak, Machlokes tells us Mufurish, you give someone money, right? Stamma for Shloshim Yayin, right? What does that mean? It means you lend someone money without specifying how long it's for, you cannot get it back within 30 days. That means it's an issur gomur for a person to go after and say, I'd like my money back. Unless the minigah mokoiv is to give earlier, or unless the person can say it's always to die, when it's 1 shekel or 50 shekel, to always say to the person, there's going to be no specified date and I can come whenever I want. If that's the case, you can go whenever you want. But in a normal case, when you give them a nice sum of money, the Gemara says before 30 days, your mom is not allowed. So the shayla is again, what does that mean? The Gemara says I'm not allowed to pass in front of him. What do I do with my chavusa? I can't show up for the next 30 days now to say that because it's my chavusa and the night of the Gemara says I'm over in Issa. What's the pshat? So over here, very interesting. We have to look at the Rambam. Because the Rambam is explaining over here pshat. Very, very interesting. The gather of this Issa. The Rambam and Hilchos Milvah V'Loiv over here in the beginning. Mamish the Perek Aleph. Halacha Beis. Very interesting. Look at the different Rishayim. Halacha Beis says like this. Kol Anoiv Yeshesu Oni. You go to the Ani, no, he's not got anything to give back to you, right? Which is obviously what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not talking about someone who's got all the money in the world ready in his pocket. It's talking about someone that hasn't got the money to pay you back. So the Shaila is, what does that mean? So says the Rambam, Halacha Lemaisa, you know that he hasn't got anything to give you back. You're over Beloisa, say, Shenema al Pasuk. Paskins the Rambam lahalach, and as I pass the Shulchan Aruch as well, and in the Chosh Mishpat Zalizayin, that lemaisa, when you go up to somebody and he hasn't got the money, you're aiming it to the raisa. Says the Rambam, halacha gimel. Asa la odom laharis la bal choyvo. That means you can't even go past him. Bisman shedeh she'enoi, afilu la'av lafana b'chole b'chole b'chole, without a word by her about any punishment. Fe'le lecha mishna shayin. What happened to the punishment? In halacha base, he tells me, so this is the raisa. In a lot of gimel, not a word. What's the chat? Answer the Lecha Mishnah in Yisoid is like this. The Lecha Mishnah says the Yisoid is, it depends. Says the Lecha Mishnah, to go and ask him and pressurize him and say, no, move the money. Look, the Lecha Mishnah says, Issa min hatoy, posh it. Whereas, to go over to him and stop, go past him, you know, keep walking past, backwards and forwards, and so maybe he chaps what's going on, says the Lecha Mishnah, that's a Durabbon. That's why the Rambam in Halacha Gimel didn't mention it. Didn't mention Einish, because it's only Issa the Rabbanon. Oibazoi, we have a Gavaldiga Nachamina. Gavaldiga Nachamina. So they get it to every single person. You borrow money from somebody, right? So if you know he has the money, that's Peseda. Gavaldiga, you can go to him. That's another portion. Loshon of the Gemara. Loshon of the Rambam. Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. V'yudei Sheim Lo. But if you know that he has, Imala Daba. Gavaldiga, you can go to him. But let's say in most cases, I don't know his financial situation. You know, we're living in a dawn now that people look azoy, we did azoy, faket. You know, people never know what's going on in everybody else's financial situation, right? And you know, you think you do know, and this is you don't know, any personal stories, but our component, that's the Matthias. It's the Matthias. So what do? You lend someone money. I don't know if he knows or not. So every single time you borrow money, you've got the following dilemma. Do I go to him? Do I not go to him? Do I go to him or not? That's the shayla. So our Peter's Lecha Mishnah, we have a Gavaldiga Mahalot. If I'm going to go to him to pressurize him and say, no, give me the money, so that's a Sofik Doraisa. It's a Sofik. Sofik Menatoya. Sofik Doraisa Lechom. Can't do it. But to go in front of him so he should see me and hopefully remember that he owes me money, oh, on that of the Lecha Mishnah, that's going to be a Sofik Durabbanon. That's how the Rambam learned to tell me Durabbanon. And maybe that can be made for Sofik Durabbanon in the Kula. So upon the Lecha Mishnah, Pasha de Eitza. A, you know that he's got, about it you can go. You know that for sure he's not got, you can't go. Number three, in the middle, you don't know. I don't know the matzah. So that's the case according to the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam. To ask him a foolish, not at that. Mashenke, the stones are going in front of him. Oh, that the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, that would be more time. That sounds very nice chap, very good. The problem is, you open up the chinuch. The chinuch over here, in this Pesam of Zayin, which is basically Paskin Lahaloch and Shulchan Aruch, it does not say like the Rambam. And it's very interesting, the chinuch over here explains like this, that the Issa over here, to pass in front of him, is only if I know that he does not have it. If I know he hasn't got the money, there's an issur gomur to go in front of him, not to even ask him, but some to stand in front. Mashma from there, mashma from the Shulchan Aruch as well, the Chosh Mishra Zaman Zayin, the same thing would apply. What if I have a sofik? According to the way the Chinuch and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Zahalacha, if the issur of the Gemara of coming to him like a moneylender is only if I know that he hasn't got. So whatever I have a sofik, according to that, a sofik will be mutter. What's the pshat? Says the chinuch poshut hezbo. Zut the chinuch, the pshat is like this. It's not shaykh for the Torah to ask a person to ask for your money back. Because zut the chinuch poshut. Everyone's financial situation is normally something hidden. Most people don't know what's going on in someone else's bank account. So shtik mchinuch. In came, zut the chinuch about we don't know what's going on in someone else's bank account. So remain, it's always going to be a sofik. It's not shaykh for the Torah to come along and tell us, don't ask him for the money back. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the chinuch, you're never going to lend anybody money, because they're never going to get the money back, because there's always going to be a sofik. Elamais is the chinuch, and again, this is Tzatin Shulchan Aruch, that if it comes in a case where I have a sofik, if he has the money, I'm allowed, 100%. And that is the maisa, how we pass in the halacha. The maisa, again, if I know he hasn't got the money, no shayla b'chadat. By the way, that doesn't mean that you have a tour from giving back the money. Right, so the report of Chofetz Chaim says, people think after a couple of years he hasn't come back to me. Oh, alright, Stormy, he's moistful, right? He said to Filazak over there. No, the Maisa, Abadi Nishtazuk. Years and years can go by. Abadi was not moistful, to shine the first thing, by the way, even if you hear that he was Miyash, could be it's not Yish, but a component of the Maisa, you have to give the money back. But Klapin, the halach of you asking the money back, if you know that he hasn't got. If you know that he has, Abadi, you have to go. But if you're not sure, then you could be Mekel. Then otherwise you can be made, you can ask him, and if he says I haven't got the money back, I'm not even mechuyev to believe him unless he gives me a raya. As long as the pesak lehalacha. Now, a couple of other halachas as well, and that is like this. He is not mechuyev to let to borrow money in order to pay you back. That means he borrowed money from you. You want to go, I'd like my money back, you know, go borrow from a gemach. The halacha me'ik hadin is he's not mechuyev. The minute the ma'aseh is, since it's so easy to borrow from gemach, that's the type of people do, is they borrow from one to give back to the other. However, if he's got certain items that he can sell in order to pay back the money, then that he has got a chiyuv to do. Now, this whole halacha of pressurizing him is only by lending money. Masha'enke, if somebody owes you money because of a salary, or a business deal, or an investment, whatever it is, he owes you the money. Now, wasn't lent and borrowed? Stam, he owes you the money. Over here, the Issat Min HaTorah does not apply, and there's no problem with going over to him in order to pressurize him to get the money back. It's only in the case when a situation is by lending or borrowing. Now, go back to what we discussed before. Thank the Aruch HaShulchan. What do you do in a certain situation? You lend me Chavrusa 5 shekel. It's not due for another 30 days, whatever it is, unless you specified otherwise. Thank the Aruch HaShulchan. What are you going to do now? You can't turn up the safety for the next 30 days because you're not even allowed to go in front of him. Zut Aruch HaShulchan, the Pasha that you say, it's a Gavaldike Chiddush, but again, Aruch HaShulchan passed in this way, Aloha Lamaisa. And he says that any person you're in constant contact with all the time, don't we see him this way, that way, the other, Habusa, the roommate, the dude, whatever it is, then there's no problem Bechlal, because there'll be no Busha. The problem is if you duck to go out of your way and he sees that, oh, he's going, it feels bad, it feels not Gishma. But on that is the Issa. Masha'egin in a case where you're always together with him, you're always speaking to him, some shmoozing friends, whatever, so then Aruch HaShulchan is mechadish to us that there's no problem b'chlal from doing that at all. Now, if you know that he's not going to pay you back, there's no chiyuv to lend him. If you know that if someone has a chazaka that he never pays back, there is no chiyuv to lend him. However, there's a gebaldige eitzah for the peliyotz. The peliyotz was a tiny gebaldige eitzah. And time is that if somebody comes to you, Oni, he comes to you, you know he's not going to lend you, he's not going to give you the money back. It's Mamisha Oni, so you can have Kavala that I'm giving it to him, the Torah, Kiru, Stoker, and you can even make a Chesh when it comes off of your stock or your Maisa money. But he says you have to tell him. To give him Stoker as a lending, you can't. You have to tell him that, by the way, you know, Kiru, if you don't give it back to me, don't worry about it, Kiru will be Stoker. You do it now, so he doesn't have a stick on a covered, but I'm proposing you should be careful to tell him. And the Maisa you can be so mecholit, you can take it off your Maisa gel, you can take it off your stocker. Again, if it's a Richta Gaoni, then that's what you can do. Let's move on. You have to tell him. You have to tell him. In this case of eight, you have to tell him. You have to tell him. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
If you tell him that he's 99% chance I can get it back.
Why?
Tell him that there's.
No, he's saying don't feel bad if you don't pay me back. It's Kilo Matana for me. No, and then he feels like he borrowed the money, so he's got his self-respect, he's covered, but at the point he hasn't got the pressure of rendering it back. That's what he's taking belly out. Weiter. To the chiv to pay someone back. State in Gemara Erechim Chov Beis, the Gemara Ksubis Beis Zayin, Periyat Valchoyv is a mitzvah. As they can't, but they bring from the Medrash into him as well, that if a person is loyva ve'inam mishalim is nikru rosha, And therefore a person has to be very mafia to pay people back. I don't want to say that the shyness that I'll pick a bullet that they use for people that didn't, you know, didn't pay these people back. Shemi Rachel, what's going to happen? They have to come back to the world. I'm going to the shyness like this. When does the chiyuv begin? When does the chiyuv? I borrowed someone's money. Let's go forget it. I borrowed the money. I didn't lend the money. I borrowed the money. When does my chiyuv to pay him back begin? So here we have a machlokes. The shulchan says the Gibbon wants to tie up that until he comes to me to say, I'd like my money back, I'm not mechuyev to give it to him, I'm not mechuyev. And if he never comes, give him his meichel. That's what he says in Shulchan Gibbayim. I'm only mechuyev to give it back to him when he comes to request it. Comes along the Nesivas and says, no, it's the Sheikhas. He lends it for 30 days, 30 days comes up, you've got a chiyev to give it back to him, whether he says or not, when a femina. I'm only have a chiyev to give it back to him, I'm about to be passed in like the Nesivas, which means the moment that the 30 days, or whatever arrangement that you made originally to borrow the money, 100% the chiyev to give it back to him is over there. The Chofetz Chaim says the Gavaldik Azach as well, which is something that he's very rift to be happy with this as well. He says, when a person wants to borrow something, you know, take it even a simple thing, he's making a Shemir Brochus, he's making up a Simcha, he needs to borrow some tables, some chairs from a Gemach, he needs to borrow money, whatever it is. So a person will go to any length to do so. He'll go running to go on the checks, whatever he has to do. What about the giving back? Consequences, all of a sudden, when it comes to giving back, well, I have Seder, and I went to Ralph, and I got this, and I've got that. All of a sudden, the excuses come in the bell. So, Chofetz Chaim says, just like you would go to all lengths to get whatever you need to get, has to be the same way, the same idea as what we understood when we wanted to get it, as to pay it back as well. I want to finish with the Gevaldik Yisoyt from the Orchaim HaKadosh, how he learns Pshat in this Gevaldik Mitzvah. And he says like this, we started with the Pasuk, Im Kesed Tal Ves Ami, Esa'oni Imoch Oisi Eloi. What's im kesef? If you have money, whatever that means. So the shaila is, what's the pshat of im? Famous kasha. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is such a yesod, it's unbelievable. He says like this. He says that Avada, the Rabbeinu Shalom has enough money to go around for everybody. The Rabbeinu Shalom has enough money for everyone. So what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person have the money, and this person doesn't have the money? This person has to go borrowing, this person has to let, what's the pshat? Obviously, this person did something that it wasn't zoicha to get the money straight from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he had to have a shtickel busha in order to go and borrow from somebody else. What's the siba? So, says the Chaim HaKadosh, two sibas. Siba number one is he has to do some kaporis for avayus. He must have done something avayus, like something that whatever it was, and made a kaporis avayus. So he didn't know Chaim HaKadosh. Reason number two, he says, is to give the person with the money the opportunity to do chesed. As I said, the Chaim HaKadosh. They love the answer. Shad, what's he going to do with in? What's the in? Zut Orach Chaim HaKadosh, unbelievable pshat. He learns the taich in the pasuk like this. He learns the taich im is azay. Im, which means if a person finds himself in a situation where you have everything that you need, lend to other people. Why? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, es ha'ani, es ha'ani. The portion that should have been given to him, imoch, was given to you. And if it was given to you, you have a chiyuv to give it to him. As I said, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And that's something that we have to realize as well, as with the Chofetz Chaim, also it's come up on Avos Chesed, that if a person wants to coin a shame toiv in this welt, if a person was not, so he writes, it means that he did things with his money, a person would have to give din v'cheshbon on every penny that he had in his possession, if he spent it correctly, if he did with it correctly. As they kept, there being a meister once in the Chofetz Chaim, that they found one morning the Chofetz Chaim was fasting. And they said, never, what's the track you're fasting? So make it a week day, my shaykhs. So the Chofetz Chaim didn't want to say, this is a tiny chaloy. Tiny chaloy, what was the dream of the Chofetz Chaim? So bad, they had to fast. So he said, the Rami Hashem, what was the pshat? He said, I dreamed that I became a wealthy man. Ha, the person said, Shkoyach, I wish I could have such a dream. What's the baya? You dreamed a wealthy man. He said, pachat. He said, you know what that means to become a wealthy person? Do you know what it means to have more money than a person needs? You know what a cheshmi has to make if he's doing everything correctly, and a dimpa cheshmi has to give if he doesn't? Shem Yachim. And he's meisiv on that. And he says, if I dread that, Chazal tell us, the person only dreams what he thinks about during the day. So I was thinking about during the day, Shem Yachim, what was with my learning? So Kaporim, the Chofetz Chaim was a tremendous pachat from Kesef. A person has to realize, and this is what Chazal are telling us, a person has to be careful, like the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, the money that was given to him, was meant to be given to him, was given to you, entrusted in you, in order to lend it to him and do mitzvah with that. Be'ez Hashem, we will, Be'ez Hashem, go right in the sugi and help us stutter, but next week, L'Chaim, we'll discuss the halachos of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh.